Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with episode number 86, Balance and Proprioception for Runners, part 2. Last time we talked about the value of balance and the concept of proprioception. Today, let's talk about the best drills and balance exercises you can do to improve both. It's best, by the way, to do most of this training while barefoot, and if not barefoot, then at least in your socks. Let's start at the floor level with your toes. Yes, your feet are key to balance, and your toes play a critical role. If you don't think so, try walking with your toes completely lifted off the ground. Our toes help us balance when they bend at the base and splay. It makes sense, then. If we want to maximize balance, then we should devote attention to making sure our toes perform optimally. Now, at some point in the future, I plan to do a whole podcast episode about feet, so I won't get too much into that now. And when I do that podcast, I'll also interview my good friend, Brian Fulham, an outstanding podiatrist and an accomplished runner in his own right, who has been treating world-class athletes, world-class runners for years, many years. Anyway, look for that interview in the spring. So let's talk about toes, though, today. Toes are critical to balance, and I promise when I do talk to Brian Fulham, we'll ask him a few questions about what we can do to strengthen our toes and their role in the whole running gait. But for now, according to the University of California, Santa Barbara website, the two largest toes and ball of the foot do 75% of the work that the foot does to support the body. If you've ever worn ski boots, you know that walking in them is extremely difficult and uncomfortable because they're completely rigid. Your toes cannot flex at all. You don't realize the role of your toes in walking until they're completely immobilized. So, let's start with two toe exercises. First is the toe press. Press your big toes into the ground while lifting up the other toes. This may be virtually impossible at first, but with time, it will get easier. If it seems super hard at first, well, that tells you that it's an area where you have room to improve. Next, press your other toes into the ground while lifting your big toes. Now, here's my very favorite exercise of everything. I call it the Karate Kid. My very favorite balance exercise is what I call the Karate Kid. It's also known, I believe, as the Stork. Stand on one leg while lifting the other leg in front of you with it bent at the knee. Be careful not to bend forward. When you first start doing this exercise, to make it easier, you can just lift the foot a few inches off the floor. When you're accustomed to it and your balance has already improved some, lift the leg until the upper part, the part between the knee and the hip, is parallel to the ground. This works your core and the muscles in your hips, stabilizing muscles as it works your sense of balance. Count, say, 15 seconds. Then, while still on the same leg, bring the knee back down the knee until it's adjacent to your other knee. So now your foot is extended out behind you. The leg is still bent at the knee, and hold it again for about 15 seconds. When you get to the point when this gets easy, try doing it with your eyes closed. That will be about 10 times more difficult. Balance beam. Balance beams are not just for gymnasts. Now, that said, you probably don't have one handy, and neither do I. But I just wanted to point out that if you can find anything that will work as a balance beam, maybe something at a local park or on a par course, this would be a great exercise. Half of an exercise ball. Now, I say that's kind of descriptive. It's not really the name of what it is. Hopefully, you've seen these. Think of an exercise ball, one of those big round ones that's maybe 20 to 24 inches in diameter. Bosu is a popular brand. You can certainly do a variety of balance exercises on that type of a large exercise ball, But that's pretty intense. What I'm recommending here is the half version of that. Bosu makes one, and I'm sure other companies do as well. And I'll put a picture at the bottom in the show notes to show you what I mean. It has one hard flat side and a half exercise ball on the other side that's, you know, soft, like it's, you have to put air in it. So it's like a half sphere, and it's about, say, shoulder width in diameter. You can do a whole variety of exercises on this half sphere. Try balancing on both feet first. Even that is a challenge. Then add a movement, maybe a squat. Then try balancing on one foot. You can also get a foam square or even use a pillow in the same way. I have a round disc made of flexible plastic and filled with air. It's about, it's about 3 inches thick or deep and probably 10 inches round. And it's kind of pillowy. So when I stand on it, my feet sink into it a little bit. I use the Bosu ball at the gym and that smaller disc-like thing at home. And I think I ordered that from Amazon. It was probably $20. But it works really well to take my balance exercises to the next level. In fact, I keep it in the living room where I can grab it whenever the thought occurs to me. I'll include a photo and a link to that as well. Now, the next thing I'm going to suggest is a slow heel-to-toe rock. For this exercise, while standing, gently just rock from your heels to your toes in a very slow and controlled movement. If you do it quickly, it's easier, but that means it's going to be less effective. The next thing is a wobble board or balance board. These are round, flat discs about 15 inches in diameter, and these are hard. Mine is about 1 inch thick, made of wood. And there's a small half sphere, maybe about the size of half of a softball, attached to the underside of it. The point is to try to balance on it. So I stand on it and try to balance with the half sphere side underneath. So it's really difficult to do. So the whole idea is to try to keep the wood top part of it that you're standing on parallel to the floor. It'll seem impossible at first, but if you practice for about a week, you'll get the hang of it. It's a great exercise. Always, here's another tip that you can do every day for the rest of your life. Always stand up while you put on your pants. That's a great opportunity that's often missed. A great way to sneak in another exercise every day is to stand on one leg while you brush your teeth. Thanks to Dr. Joe Giovato for suggesting that one to me. He said someone gave him that tip, that idea, at the Olympic Training Center. And here's another one from Dr. Joe. I think in yoga this is called the bird dog. Kneel on all fours with your hands under your shoulders and your knees under your hips. Then extend one arm straight out in front and the opposite leg straight out behind you, making a straight line from your fingertips to your toes and balance there for a few seconds, making sure to keep your back flat. Then switch to the other arm and leg. Notice that these balance exercises can be practiced throughout the day, some of them even at work, even while standing in line somewhere. If you don't mind a few odd stares, or in your living room while you watch TV, or in the kitchen while you're cooking dinner. Slow marching with high knees. This is exactly what it says. You march very slowly, lifting your knee with each step to the point when your upper leg is parallel to the ground. The slow part is what makes it so hard. The faster you do it, the easier it is, because your momentum helps you. Just as riding a bike, it's much harder to balance if you try to go super slow, barely moving. Well, it's the same with this. And as you march, move your arms as you would when running. We always want to reinforce the coordination of these movements. Pump your right arm back, pulling back from the elbow as you lift your right knee. Go so slow that you have to balance briefly at the topmost moment of each step. This sounds easy. It's not. One thing I love about this exercise is that it's totally low intensity, in that you can do it every day, even two or three times a day. There's no pounding. Even beginner runners can do it. Heck, you can do it at work. Maybe every time you leave your desk to go down the hall to the restroom, you decide that you're always going to do the slow marching down the hall. Of course, you better not wait until you can't hold it anymore, or you'll be marching too fast. This next one is called Stop Motion Running in Place. I'll link to a video of this in the show notes. To do this, you run in place, but stop for a moment with each step. So actually, I said run in place, but you're really just taking like a running step, although you're doing this in place, with one foot and then with the other foot. So you freeze the motion with your right leg in the air, then you jump to your other leg and freeze it, then back and freeze it. This won't feel natural and it's very difficult, but it makes you balance. I like it a lot. It's hard to explain, but it'll be clear when you watch the video. I don't remember what they call it in the video. They don't call it stop motion running in place, but I thought that was a better descriptor. Another one is throwing a ball against a wall while balancing on one foot, or playing catch with a friend while standing on one foot. This is great fun. Another great exercise is a yoga pose called tree pose. To put it simply, you stand on one leg with the other leg bent and the bottom of the bent leg flush up against the inner shin or thigh of the supporting leg, being careful not to press against the knee. Press the palms of your hands together as if praying in front of you. Now that is an extremely simplified description, but there are various variations to make it easier, and you really should watch the video to get a much better, more complete explanation, because that one sentence explanation really isn't adequate. And another yoga pose is Warrior Three. I will link to a video demonstrating this in the show notes as well. A popular exercise among runners and running coaches that's very similar is known as Superman. To do this, stand with feet shoulder width apart, then bend forward at the waist as you extend one leg straight out behind you and extend both arms straight out in front of you. So you look like a T. From the tips of your fingers to the tips of your toes of the extended leg is completely flat, a straight line. And your other leg, the supporting leg, is perpendicular. It's harder than it sounds, but what a great exercise. Again, hold it for probably around 15 seconds, then switch to the other leg. As I said, it's much like the Warrior Three pose, except there's a process of movements as you move into the Warrior Three yoga pose, which adds to the benefit and the experience. Now, full disclosure, I don't do yoga per se, at least I haven't in the last couple of years. More on that in a few moments, but I do practice that Superman every day. Now, let's discuss yoga for a minute, because yoga is great for balance. I said I haven't done much yoga, but don't get the wrong idea. I think the practice of yoga is wonderful, and it is beneficial for running, for sure. As I record this podcast, it's near the end of December 2015, and my main resolution for 2016 will be to embrace yoga and take classes regularly during the next year. There, I've said it. Now I'll have to do it, right? Yoga is outstanding for training balance, and I'll share a little yoga-related running story. My daughter, Wendy, age 38, has been practicing yoga her whole adult life, and it shows when she runs, when she walks, and I think it makes her more coordinated and successful at just about any sport or exercise or movement she does. Anyway, one time, I did a treacherous trail half marathon with her. The race was on some black diamond mountain bike trails, and many of the downhills were so steep that I had to slide down with my feet sideways to keep from falling. Other times I had to lower myself down by holding onto a vine. Before I was halfway finished, I had decided I'd never do that race again. Now, I love trail races, but I prefer mostly rolling hills or reasonably flat courses, not steep drop-offs. On that day, every so often, I'd see someone heading off the course, calling it a day. I came around one corner just in time to see a woman sitting on the ground after a fall. Later, I came across a very fit-looking young man, maybe 25 years old. He was sitting on a log on the side of the trail, looking completely defeated. That trail will do that to you. I finished, but I did experience one spectacular trip that sent me, as if in slow motion, arms flailing 10 feet off the trail, but I remained upright that time. Later, though, I did trip, and that time I hit the ground. In the end, I did finish relatively unscathed, but totally worn out. Wendy, however, sailed across the finish line, all smiles, gleefully expounding for the next couple of days about the breathtaking beauty of that race course and how she'd definitely be back to do it again the next year. What? I thought. I didn't even record the beauty. I was too preoccupied with trying to stay upright. But those steep descents didn't faze her. Wait, I said. Did you run the whole thing? I asked in disbelief. Were you able to run down even the steep descents? She answered in the affirmative. All that yoga training allowed Wendy to float over obstacles and run steep descents. Nothing at all like my own experience. Yoga will impact your running in a most positive way. I mentioned a couple of poses, but the practice of yoga, all of it, will take your sense of balance, your core strength, your stability to a whole new level. It will teach you to move more fluidly and with much greater stability and balance. But it will do so much more than that. The attention to detail of exactly how to move, the position of your spine, the angle of your pelvis, the emphasis on breathing and mindfulness all together will enhance your running and help you to avoid injuries, among many other benefits. You know, on a personal note, and you can probably relate, every year, as I experience more and learn more, I become more aware of what I value and what will enhance my running and my life. In the past, I'll admit, I've avoided yoga because, frankly, I wasn't very good at it. But that, of course, is the worst reason to avoid anything, because it probably means I have the most to gain. So 2016 is the year that I'm going to change that. Okay, I could go on and on about balance because there are plenty of ways to practice, too many exercises to mention. But I promise to link to a variety of videos in the show notes. Your homework is to do 3 different balance exercises every day starting today. And from now on, always brush your teeth standing on one foot. It'll be fun to hear the comments you're bound to get from other members of your family. Let me know how the new and improved sense of balance affects you. I suggest making a game out of it. Write down how long you can do each exercise now, and then each weekend, see how you can improve. I hope you'll follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest at Mojo for Running. I know, I opened some Instagram accounts a couple months ago, and I posted, I believe before today, I had posted in my at Mojo for Running Instagram account 9 times, which isn't very much for a few months, especially for somebody like me. Photography has always been a hobby of mine since I used to teach it years ago. So I take a lot of pictures, but I haven't been very good about getting into using Instagram. But I'm going to get better. Today I posted to the Mojo for Running Instagram account, and I posted for the first time to a brand new one for beginner runners called, I think the handle is, You Too Can Run. Anyway, I promise to do more posting on both of those, and I hope you'll share or post on those as well. Honestly, I'm not exactly sure all about how it works yet, but I'm learning. If you feel like you benefit from this podcast, I'd love it if you would drop by the mojoforrunning.com website and click the Support This Podcast button and buy me a cup of coffee or maybe wine and chocolate. Remember, this podcast is entirely free. So when you buy me coffee, you make it possible for me to do more with this podcast and avoid filling it up with advertisers. One more thing. It is a big deal to me when you go to the trouble to go to iTunes and leave a rating for this podcast. We've just cleared 200 reviews, which is outstanding. But some podcasts have 1,000. So with so many thousands, and it's about 5,000 that download this podcast each week, I'd like to have 2 or 3 times as many as I do now. That's what bumps this podcast up in the ratings, which means it reaches more people. As always, thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I love the running community. You're the best people in the world. When you leave comments on the Facebook wall, I so appreciate it. Thank you to Jim Bailey, Meg Daintith, and Melissa French for your kind words. Thank you so much to Kristen, Meg, Sisters 2, Brenda, Christine, and Some Stuff from the Attic, that was the PayPal name of that person, for your financial support, for your wine and chocolate and dinner and coffee level contributions via the website. And welcome to these people who have recently joined the Mojo for Running coaching program: Mary Lou, Lisa, Susan, Jennifer, Sarah, Deborah, Mandy, Amy, Brandy, Jason, Rebecca, and Mariana. Now here's a perfect quote if you're thinking of goals for next year. One day, your life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching. That's from Gerard Way.